I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
4:51. It's the WIP afternoon show.
4:51?
With Ike Spiegel-Fritz on a Wednesday. Phils win the series versus the Cubs. We just did the final out, but we're going to make pretend we didn't. Ike, how you feeling?
I'm feeling pretty good, Brother Spike. Listen, much-needed series win. Let's see if we can carry this momentum into a big weekend series versus the stinking Blue Jays. Jackie Baseball, we're back! No?
I'll let you boy. Yeah, okay.
I'll let you boy. My bad.
I can't believe we're playing the Blue Jays again. Like, we just played them.
It's weird. Yeah. You know, I know putting a schedule together is harder than it seems. You know, when we talk about with the Eagles, talk about with the Phillies. But you look at it and you're like, well, couldn't you have spaced out the Blue Jays thing a little bit? You know?
Right.
Yeah, I don't know.
It's basically just a home and home.
Yeah, a home would have been better. Yeah. Like, create a little rivalry there with the Blue Jays.
Wouldn't you rather just get it out of the way?
Well, just it's odd. There's the amount of teams in baseball.
Yeah.
Yep. They just played them last week.
Yeah. Yep. They're in the American League.
They go away for two series.
That
and
doesn't
back.
Matter anymore, Spike.
Yeah, I guess not. It kind of bums me out.
There's no interleague play. It's just baseball now.
Don't you think that kind of sucks?
No, I love it.
Oh, do you?
I begged for this for years.
Really? That it just is like this?
Just play. It's for a casual fan.
Yeah.
It allows me to expand my knowledge on the other teams in the sport.
Hmm.
Else I wouldn't watch American League Baseball.
Right, you would never see any of these guys.
I wouldn't spend the extra time to follow a team. But at least if the Phillies are playing American League teams from time to time, I can at least keep up with guys.
I knew when they started interleague play, and it was very excited. Like, it's exciting. Interleague play was exciting when there was a team that was exciting, I guess. Whether it's a team that you had a natural rivalry with, like the Mets and the Yankees or whatever, or I don't know, or you get to play a team.
When we were going to play the Angels because got Mike Trout.
Yeah, that sort of stuff.
You know,
but you knew
this was back in the MVP Trout days and everything.
You knew eventually it was going to suck the life out of it. Like, there's just too many games, and that's what it did. I don't know. If you ask me, and this is
it old, certainly isn't as intriguing.
No.
Yeah.
There's nothing intriguing about us playing the A's or the Blue Jays or whatever.
I agree.
If you ask me, nobody's asking me. But if you ask me, and I love baseball. Baseball, I would say baseball is my number two, actually, behind basketball. And sometimes baseball is my number one. I like baseball better when there were two division winners in each league that made the playoffs.
No, Spike.
When there was no DH in the National League. When starting pitchers went 7, 8, 9 innings.
I had the bat.
What's that? And they had a bat.
No, 100%. Nobody wants to see the pitcher bat.
It wasn't about that. It was about the double switches late in the game.
Oh, yes. Yeah. I know. I've heard.
Strategy.
Yes. Awesome.
I liked it better that way. I liked it better. So the thing, thinking about this series in general, is so you you have, they move Otto Kemp over to first base where he is a more natural defender. You know, he did not look good at third base at all. And you have to imagine that one of the reasons they move Otto Kemp to first base is because Bryce Harper is going to be out for a little while here. And it, not just the, I don't know that they would have done all this. If, and Jack, didn't you mention they moved a guy up to AAA to play first base, right?
Yes.
From AA.
Which would suggest that Kemp's going to be here for a little bit.
Right. So, like, it seems like Bryce Harper might be out for a little while here. I see this team in a series like this, and not just, and I was saying this before this series, by the way. This team is good enough to survive without Bryce Harper. They're not the best version of themselves without Bryce Harper. Of course, he's the best player on the team. But they, with the starting pitching they have, with the, at least they've got a few bats in the lineup, especially when Bohm is hitting a little bit. This team, there is no team that has the starting pitching like the Phillies have right now that shouldn't be able to at least hover around 500 in the time that Bryce Harper's not here. And if they can do that, maybe even a few games over 500, you look at the 5 years that Bryce Harper's been here. Is it 5 years, 6 years? 2019, right? Isn't that when
six
he got
years.
Here? Six years that Bryce Harper's been here. Their record without Bryce Harper is pretty good, you know, because it's baseball, you know, and you can survive without it. And the thing that I saw in this series was the blueprint of the Phillies surviving without Bryce Harper. And I think what it can allow the Phillies to do if they see a series like this, and what it should allow Bryce Harper to do, by the way, is not rush back. Because the thing that is important to me is having Bryce Harper in August, September, October. Yep. And if they can stay afloat, if they can win series without Harper, then the longer he can give his wrist to settle down, then the better chance we're going to have Bryce Harper. And I just think the team is talented enough overall to survive without Harper. And series like this are great because I think it encourages themselves, it encourages the organization not to rush Harper back or even discourage him from rushing back, and it encourages Harper to not rush back as well.
Well, here's where you have to start with for that to happen. They have to win games.
Yes. So, yep.
So I understand where there's a belief that they can be successful without Bryce Harper. That is contingent upon how long that they have to be successful without Bryce Harper.
Sure.
If it's 10 games, okay. If it's 20 games, I don't know. If they're doing 20 games, 20, 25 games,
they should.
I don't know if they can 30 games. They'll be fine without Bryce Harper for 30 games.
After the All-Star break.
Yeah, that's what I want. I want them to be able to last to the All-Star break, July 12th.
So that's what? That's what, 3 weeks?
It's a month.
It's a month.
Yeah, it's a month. It's 27 games or whatever
okay,
it is.
Okay, now, without me looking at the schedule, because that matters as well.
Yep.
Because if you got some Colorado Rockies and
they don't, I mean they have one Marlins series in there.
Yeah. They have the Braves.
So if you're
in
playing
there,
the better teams. I don't know if you can survive without Bryce Harper.
So they go Blue Jays this weekend, who obviously took the Phillies
good
lunch
team,
money.
Yep.
Marlins for four in Miami, which is like a dead ballpark. Hopefully the energy is fine. You should be able to take three out of four.
You should be able to get three out of four.
Mets come to town. Three games all national.
I'm worried
TV.
About that one.
At Houston.
Worried about that one.
At Braves.
Worried about that one.
Versus Padres.
Worried about that one.
Versus Reds?
Oh, come on.
At Giants, at Padres before the All-Star break.
That's not a cakewalk.
It's not easy, but if they hover around 500 in those games, they go into the All-Star break 10 games over 500, which is totally fine,
okay,
and puts you in position to
right
go
now?
Get
them. What are we looking at?
We're what, 39 and 29?
I see what you're saying. There's still 10 games.
Still 10 games over 500 in the All-Star break. I just think they should be able to do it, and him rushing back now to win some games. Now, by the way, at a decreased effectiveness, too. That's right. The other thing,
now,
too.
Now, listen, I'm with you on him taking his time to get healthy. I'm just saying I don't know how good we're going to be while he's out getting healthy.
I don't want
him to rush back either.
Here's what I look at, and this is why it's going to be really hard for me to be out on the Phillies this year. I looked at the Toronto. You look at the pitching lineup for Toronto, right?
Yeah.
And it goes, it's in some order: Ranger, Sanchez, Wheeler. I don't care, man. We should be able to win two out of three games all the time when things like that are going. You know, so I like when you have three guys like that, and that's every series, by the way. It's just about every series. Now, we have no idea what we're going to get out of Mick Abel for the rest of this time.
I'm actually a little concerned about him.
I actually thought he showed pretty good composure last night.
Like, well, that one strike, the final inning he got out of, it definitely showed.
What?
Composure is fine.
Yeah.
Effectiveness is another thing.
Yeah. Well, that's,
the Cubs rake.
Both. Yeah. What did you say?
The Cubs rake. He allowed 3 home runs.
Yeah.
No, listen. All I'm saying is that my confidence isn't as strong as it was.
Is he back to being touchable at the trade deadline?
Oh yeah. Well, I was thinking of that.
He might
when
be
I was
back
watching.
To being touchable
yeah.
now.
Thank
yeah,
God.
Yeah.
He
might
guys.
Be back to being touchable.
Well, I think the interesting thing with Abel, by the way, is
he might be back to being touchable. Yes.
Thank you. Thank you. You guys are going to touch Abel now.
Able to be touched.
Well, the thing I'm thinking about is what LA told us about Abel, and he repeated it during the game, is that Abel wasn't afraid to go after guys, you know, first pitch, fastball, all that kind of stuff. You get hit like that, all of a sudden you become a little more scared and get a little too precise.
Yeah.
But then what starts happening is if he doesn't do that, then all of a sudden it's 1-0.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you, from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Your first ball.
Well,
you got to
think also in him, in his mind, he's pitching to remain up here.
Yes. Yeah, well, there's that pressure, too.
So now you're balancing between, am I trying to stay alive or am I challenging batters?
Well, the thing, too, for him, that
now
he has
nibbling.
To know. What he has to know, Alec Bohm's going to be out to the All-Star break.
Right.
Alec Bohm's not going to be out to the All-Star break.
I'm sorry. Nola. Aaron Nola's going to be out to the All-Star break. This is, Mick Abel's got this spot. to the All-Star break, unless he blows up.
Right.
You know, like, he's not fighting for his life right now. He's got a month of starts. So.
That's true.
All right.
That's true.
Well, we are going to get a very special treat, because even though it's a shorter show, we're still going to get a top five.
How about that?
Yeah. Each the five. This guy never rests.
At five.
True grinder.
Never misses a chance to be in the spotlight.
I don't think that's true anymore.
What'd you say?
He said,
I said never misses a chance to be in the spotlight.
Yeah. I'm very top of mind for people. I don't know if I want to be top of mind. I just people gravitate. I'm like the sun.
Well,
he doesn't want the spotlight because it hasn't been kind to him lately.
No.
But that's what happens sometimes. Like,
because that's a part of it, yes.
Well, Jack on some level, Jack has an opportunity on this show to be the guy that everybody loves, because you only have to say something when you got something good.
That's right.
You know? So you come in with a quip, and then you're out of there, and they're like, man, that Fritz is so funny. And I'm like, I don't know. I talk to him all day. He's not that funny.
Because dude, compared to people at this station, I'm a freaking stand-up comedian.
Well, for sure. But, I mean, the more you talk, the less funny you are.
So, I know.
All right.
Listen, that's why, hey, some guys are number three starters.
Yep.
But high-end three?
High-end three. Wait a minute. We got Lizardo as a number three starter?
Oh, Kyle Quinn? Is that, where are we with Kyle Quinn? Is he a high-end three? Or is...
Well, he's you know what Kyle Quinn gives you?
Innings?
He's Nola. Yeah, he's an innings
eater. He's a bulksman?
Yep.
Love Kyle. All right. The five things we need to monitor here at WIP.
Okay. Five things we need to monitor.
Yep. Starting at number five, the arm might be back.
Oh man.
I was throwing this morning. Walk got to see a show. I mean, an absolute show. Brought Walker. Did a little long toss sesh.
Okay.
Had it out the deep center field, you know, whipping that thing to the first baseline.
Did you pitch today?
I threw a little flat ground. The mound's a little too sloppy.
Who was catching you?
Just a buddy of mine.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Now, this is a very huge change.
It is a huge change. That's why I'm peacocking a little around here.
9 days ago, you threw a football three times, and you said, a lot of times, people think this is just on air. It's not just on air.
No.
Like, Jack off air was like, I felt like my bicep was going to rip off my arm.
And it wasn't the only time. The last couple times I've thrown, it's been the same thing. But then the last two times I've thrown, ball spry.
Yeah?
I even got a little, got some breaking balls over. Cutter was kind of back.
Just throw strikes and you'll be fine.
Threw some horrible change-ups and then agreed, like, if I need change-ups to get Joe to camera.
You do realize he's not going to hit the ball no matter where you put it.
I know. But it's not like
you throw a 70-mile-an-hour fastball, you're fine. Just throw strikes.
But I want to dominate.
Like, I'm worried about you walking him.
Yeah. That's what I'm worried about
injuring yourself to where you can't do another event.
But I'm not going to injure myself.
Okay.
I was letting it loose today.
Okay, all right.
And I feel nothing. I've like shoulders. I got a nice 3 mile running after that. After Spike was accusing me of not taking this seriously.
Yeah, I like it.
Yeah.
Oh, we got to pressure you.
Ran 3 miles.
I did run 3 miles
nice.
after pitching. Legs are a little tired, but you know you got to dig deep there. You know that.
By the way, good news. Over the last week and a half.
Yeah.
Some running for your boy.
Wow.
He's back. He might be back.
Wow.
He might be back.
You know, marathon.
No marathon.
Okay. But. Is your hip barking?
No, I feel good.
Good?
Yeah, I feel good.
Is that a term?
No. Hip barking?
The feet are barking?
No, hip. I don't
know. Dogs barking, yes. Yeah. Your feet barking, yes.
They don't purr?
No.
Okay. No. I'm the only one that says that.
Yeah.
Yes.
All right. the fourth thing we need to monitor here at WIP is that everyone else that works here, bunch of suckers. Because Ike Reese was on with Brazier before the game and said that if he could travel the world with one person at WIP, he said me.
What?
Yeah. So,
was today?
Well, it was really filmed. It was
3 months ago.
It was in spring training.
Okay.
It was in spring training.
Yes.
But I'm just letting all you suckers know. If he could take anyone here, he picked me.
Well, the reason Jack is, but Jack is a right-hand man, is good for you.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And I observed that in New Orleans. Because, look, I'm not a great wingman. Because when I want to go to bed, I'm going to bed.
You're going to bed.
I think I'm a fine hang while I'm there.
Yeah.
But when I decide the night's over. I'm 48.
Yeah.
Like, I don't need to stay up. So when Ike wanted to be out a little bit later, and I know Jack wanted to go to bed in his heart, but he is a good wingman.
Well, actually, we got bullied by Elliot.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, because come on, he was down there, he had to get the finger twirl going. Yeah.
Well, also, Elliot needs to grow up a little bit. I mean, no offense to anyone staying up, but Elliot needs to grow
Elliot
up.
Elliot really wanted, he was the one who really wanted to be, to hang out a little bit longer.
Well, and that was the night he almost got abducted. So he was lucky that we were there.
Yeah.
To be frank.
Yeah. Yep. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I don't know why I picked Jack as the guy. Probably because I travel with him a little bit more.
Low maintenance travel partner. Yeah. That's all I am. No drama.
Yeah. Looks at his phone too much, but aside from that, he's a good
everyone
hang.
Looks at their phone.
Nah, look, can I, real quick?
No, I can't.
This isn't about you.
Okay,
it's not about you.
You can get through there then.
We watched a movie last night. This movie came out called Drop. Yeah. It was like reasonably popular, I think. And the premise behind this movie is this woman, she's in her mid-30s or whatever, is out on a date, and she gets she starts getting these text messages that she has to do this stuff or her child at home and her sister are going to be murdered. So she's out on
no
this...
No consequences.
Yeah, and she's out on this first date, and she has to look at her phone. And all I could think about was like, I don't know, if I was out with her first date, I don't care what's happening on that phone. Put that phone away.
It's not going to be a second date.
Yeah, that's what was giving me anxiety. Not her family getting murdered. It was like the fact that she was at this super nice restaurant and wouldn't put her phone away.
Yes, way to make it about you.
Yeah, no matter. Yeah.
The third thing we need to monitor here at WIP is, does anyone know sports that work here? Some of these top 11 early returns, just trash.
Oh really? Wow.
Yeah. I mean, just the some of the ones you're labeling earlier.
Oh, the staff ones?
Yeah, like the amount of Phillies that were on. I love the Phillies. A couple of those were a little ridiculous.
Yeah.
There might have been a certain number 27 that was in one member of WIP's staff. Yeah. His ERA is over 6.
Yeah, somebody put Nola on the list.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
We can't be having that.
Yeah, you got to spank Nola's, though.
Now, there was an unnamed, and I will reveal it next week.
Yes. Uh-huh.
I was look, this is the second time we've done top 11. Yeah. It's been all over the air. It's been all over social media. And I sent an email to the staff saying, here's where you fill out your top 11 list. And I think I was very clear. There was a member of the staff who filled out the top 11 list, and Mike Schmidt is on it, and Bobby Clark is on it, and Reggie White is on it.
Not an all-time list.
Yeah.
Yep. Yep. And by the way, unsaid person, younger than me.
Yes, so, it is a young person trying to make their way in this station.
Oh, wow.
And let me just tell you, that person has another thing coming next week.
He put an all-time list together.
And read your email, kid.
Yeah. Hold on. No, listen to the damn
radio station.
That's another good point, Ike.
Yeah.
Like, I expect the idiots on the Instagram account that are like, how could it be number two? To not get it.
Yeah.
You know, when they can't read and it says 2024 list.
Yes.
And they're ripping us, you know.
But a member of the staff?
But a member of the... And a member of the show sometimes.
Yeah, a young member
of the
staff.
Oh, he's telling on somebody. Oh, yeah. He's starting to narrow it down.
All I hope is that this kid...
I got a pretty good clue of who it is.
I hope he can take it. That's all I can tell you is next week, you're getting it. I hope he can take it.
Because we're learning. A lot of these young producers, I don't know if they can take it.
Justin can't take it.
Don't know if we can take it.
Buzz can't take it.
Fran. By the way, I got reports from Morgenstein back here that when Ike's mic wasn't working, he got the patented Buzz. the Buzz deer in headlights look is top 5 favorite looks here at WIP.
Well, he goes into a defensive stance if he's guarding someone. Yeah.
An athletic stance.
Yeah.
What's going on, Ike's mic?
Yeah.
All right, the second thing that we need to monitor here at WIP is Spike.
Oh no,
went to Episcopal.
Yeah,
but he's not really an Episcopal guy. Like when he was there, he into radio and didn't have a fancy car.
Didn't get there till 8th grade.
Yeah, he's slowly turning into a true Episcopal guy. He's into golf now. He's thinking about boating. I mean, what are you going to wear, salmon-colored shorts soon?
Oh, those are pretty good.
Well,
I got a couple pair of those.
Well, the camera wears some salmon shorts, too.
Yeah, it's good color.
Look.
Against his pink skin, I don't know if that's a...
Yeah, here's the truth. The truth is, ever since the day I told you I was going to get into golf, I haven't thought about golf one time. look, the boat thing is nice when you're sitting next to the boats, but truth be told, I get motion sickness. I'm not getting on a boat.
Yeah, and you were wearing jeans yesterday, yeah. Which again, psychotic move.
Yeah, come on. I'm not a real Episcopal
not
guy.
Not a Bozeman?
Yeah. The here's what
you,
I remember
you're about. You're a sea legs guy? You're a sea legsman?
Oh, yeah, yeah. I could be on like a fishing boat or like a small boat or something, yeah. But when the boat gets bigger, nah. I'll throw up all over the place.
And when the boat gets bigger, it's really a ship, depending on how big it gets.
Oh, that's right.
Now, can't confuse any of those we saw down there yesterday
with
a ship.
Those were all boats.
Those were all boats.
Yeah? But at what point does it
just
turn into a ship?
Understand that.
But what about if a big cargo ship went by? You're calling
a
that a ship?
Cargo what?
Ship. But it's still a big cargo boat. Because it's a boat.
Why would you call it a big cargo boat?
Because
then?
It's a ship.
Exactly. Exactly.
We should have asked the guy yesterday.
No, yeah.
Believe me, I
he
thought
looked
about
at us
it.
Like we were
I didn't feel
insane.
Like dealing with that yesterday, but yes, I thought about it for sure. I
it's
definitely
a big
thought
boat.
About it.
It's a big boat.
He'd have looked at us like we were insane. Hey, are these, like, is a ship a boat?
What do you mean?
He'd have kicked us right out of there. It would have been the last time we were down at the Chesapeake Inn.
Yeah. But the number one thing that we need to monitor at WYP is what the hell is going on with John Ritchie's Instagram?
Oh, that's true.
Have
yeah.
you seen John Ritchie's? Also, he's hugging dogs every single day. It seems like
what?
On there.
Dude. So his Instagram.
Showing a personality.
So I noticed the other day.
I haven't seen
you
it.
Gotta look at
so
it.
So I had begged Ritchie 100 times when I was program director here to start doing more on social media.
Right.
So I get a follow from him on Instagram a couple weeks ago.
I'm so like, did I.
Yeah, and I'm like, the hell is this? So his Instagram is
he following me now?
It's the number 4 John Ritchie.
Yeah.
And I notice it, and it's like some family stuff or whatever, and then there's a couple of like WIP things, and I'm like, all right, fine. But then
now I got a following.
Yeah, but then I see one today.
Yeah.
And it is his new dog, Carl, with his son. And it's there's a hashtag dogs of Instagram, hashtag dogs of Instagram, hashtag Carl. And I'm like, wait a minute. There is no way this can be like
Ritchie.
Did Ritchie hire a social media person or something?
Listen.
Yeah.
I don't know if we're allowed to.
You, well,
are we allowed
I know
to speak?
Gonna, yeah, go
we
ahead.
We are?
Well,
it's Alicia.
It's gotta be.
Yeah, of course that's who it is.
Yeah.
The lovely. What's her last name? Robinson. No, Roberts.
Robertson.
Yes. Yeah. No, it's Roberts.
Is it?
Yes. I'm looking at it right now.
Wait, all right. Here's a caption, by the way, from John Ritchie. Just a post for the OG Louie, his dog. He's the sweetest boy who came into our lives. And I'm like, wait a minute. Hold on. I've known John Ritchie for a decade. Sweetest boy.
This guy's bleeding down his forehead.
Yeah. Like, he tried to murder a member of the KYW staff for eating a sandwich once.
No, me. He tried to kill me.
No, but these were different instances.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, for eating a sandwich. And he's sweetest boying. And I know he's a softer John Ritchie now, you know. He's
a slot receiver now more than a fullback.
Yeah, but the sweetest boy. I love my dog. I've never written sweetest boy.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
That is awesome.
Yeah. And I do applaud him for that, but it is. It's outrageous, you know.
She's helping him discover his softer side.
Dude, and it's smart.
And he's sharing it with us.
And look, I love John Ritchie.
Listen, when Ritchie was at the, he was at the Brian Dawkins pairings party.
Okay.
That's a shocker.
Oh, yeah, even
like,
then he showed up.
He doesn't usually come out the stuff. Like, yep. He doesn't usually come out the stuff.
That's
so awesome. It was great to see him.
Well, he, honestly.
A man about town? A
couple weeks ago, he texted me. He's like, hey, we got to get the girls together and the dogs and stuff. And I'm like,
he wants a double date.
Yeah, and I was like, is this from John? I was like, sure.
He posted a video of his bulldog the other day.
Yeah. Oh.
The caption was, the snoring, too, with the ZZZs.
I love it.
Yep.
Don't discourage you.
No, I'm discouraging.
Yes, we love it. We love it.
I love it. I love it.
And by the way, Alicia is a great influence.
Absolutely. Well, he's a happy guy now.
Yes.
He's a happy guy. He's not
for
like.
Multiple reasons.
Yes. He's not taking down 70 meat snacks in the morning before work. And he seems like a healthy you know, guy now.
Yeah.
It's just the Instagram. It's like, John, I know that's not you.
It's true. Yeah, yeah.
The sweetest boy.
Yeah, sweetest boy.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
I'm trying to imagine John Ritchie saying that. The sweetest boy.
Yeah, I texted Jack earlier. I was like, all right, that's not Ritchie. That's not Ritchie. I had had this on, had it on watch for a little while. But now I know it's not Ritchie.
Yeah, it's not.
All right, this hour is sponsored by Guided Door and Window. Man. Get 20% off all windows and doors with no money down, up to 3 years to pay it off interest-free. Call Guided Door and Window today at 877-GO-GUIDA or visit goguida.com. And God bless Alicia, because if I asked Val to run my Instagram, she would look at me like I was nuts.
Oh, for sure.
Oh, like I was a crazy person.
Well, Renee hates social media, so.
Oh, she does?
But certainly not a fan of being on it.
Oh, well, all my... Val just sends me...
Not a fan of being on it.
Every Val thing that she sends me is like, oh, look, the dog's flying a helicopter. It's like, what is your Instagram where you have every funny dog thing that's ever happened? All right, 215-592-9494. Corey in Columbus, you're on WIP. What's up, Corey?
Hey, man, John Ritchie has changed, man. You know, sometimes you get a good woman in your life.
Yeah.
They give you a better view, you know, better perspective on things.
And yeah.
Man, happy now, you know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
Yeah, man, you know what I'm saying? Like, do want to try new stuff, you know what I'm saying? Maybe that is him posting.
No.
Hey, man, listen. Hey, when you meet a new lady, they
bring out the softer side of you.
Yeah.
Yeah, man, you know what I'm saying? Don't act like... I mean, I know, Spike, you the tough guy, no TV. I mean,
yeah,
like,
yeah.
I'm not tough.
Warden asking. Yeah.
I'm not tough. I just don't want a TV in the bedroom.
Yeah, like Jack, he acts tough at work, but I know at home he is soft too.
Well, I don't act tough anytime.
Soft. Yeah. Jack's never really. Yeah. Nobody would buy it.
I'm here for a good time.
Hey, man. But look, man, yesterday I got some issues with some stuff. First of all, what's wrong with Elliott? And he coming in here talking about Embiid had a better career than Harper.
In Philly? Nah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I actually, like, all right.
I know you agree.
Well, I didn't initially, but Elliot makes some good points. It's like
he made no good points yesterday.
We're giving Bryce a lot. I mean, he had one moment.
One.
I mean, if you talk, if you look, all we talk about with Bryce when the team this is all I'm going to say. Mm-hmm. All we talk about when the team loses in the playoffs is like, well, Bryce produced. But I look at Embiid stats from the series against the Knicks, averaged 33, 13, and 4. Like, I could do the same thing with Joel that everybody does with Bryce in the playoff failures. And the simple fact is that Joel has been a better regular season player than Bryce has been a baseball player. It's not even close, actually. Nobody was ever arguing that Bryce was the best player in baseball, but plenty of people are arguing that Joel was the best player in the NBA. Even if you say he's not, he's certainly top three. And he was top three for a stretch, and Bryce was never. So, look, if you put Bryce ahead of Joel, I get it. I understand what Bryce has been here. But I don't think it's a crazy argument.
Yeah, but I mean, everything you said is cool. You know, like, I agree with a lot of what you're saying. But it's like, you got to take into resume and now. And it's like, well, you got to weigh. You know what I'm saying?
We're kind of in a similar situation. Now Bryce hasn't gone off a cliff like Joel did last year, but Bryce's production wasn't the same this year.
And next year, you never know. He might not be.
He might not be on the list next year.
I'm just saying.
Don't sound so happy.
I'm not happy.
I don't think he's gonna drop all. Like, see, Bryce Harper is a playoff. And don't get me wrong. Like, Embiid is a baller. Like, I'm not trying to discredit but Joel Embiid has done or whatever. But in baseball, you got to realize, too, like, in basketball, one player can change the game more than one guy can in baseball. So Bryce Harper, if he's doing what he's doing in baseball, he only get 3 to 4 at-bats a game. Embiid could touch the ball every offensive possession and defend the best player every defensive possession. He don't do that. So when his team loses, now I get it, supporting cast matter, you know what I'm saying? Maxie wasn't ready. James Harden disappeared. He showed up for the games 1 and 2. Ben Simmons, we don't even need to talk about him. But you know what I'm saying? Like, and B has done his part, but the playoff failures, and it's like the way he act, that matter too.
Yeah, I agree. I think there's an argument for all of it. But the thing that happens with the injuries and stuff like that is sometimes it's not there, and then it's it. Because that's what happened to Mike Trout. I mean, like, Mike Trout, as soon as the injuries caught up to him, just was not the same player anymore. And he hasn't been the same player in years. And I don't hope that that's in the cards for Bryce Harper, but it could be. And so there are a lot of parallels. I think Bryce Harper is a winner. And Bryce Harper, I don't think, gets nervous during pressure situations, and I think Embiid does. And I think I think Embiid has choked in pressure situations, for sure. But I do also think if you're doing your top 11 list at 94wip.com/top11.
Embiid deserves to be in top 11. I agree with
that. Yeah, and I think...
Good job, Corey.
Yeah. When I voted, I put him in my top 11. I think I put him at 11, but he was in it.
Okay. Well, you got to respect them. Yeah, you got to respect them.
I mean, I'm putting Embiid over Tyrese Maxey. You know what I'm saying? Like, because to me, resume matters.
Yeah, but would I put Embiid over Quinyon Mitchell?
I mean, you got to.
Do I?
I mean, because it's the thing, though. Like I was with you yesterday, Ike, with the whole Chuck conversation. Like Quinyon Mitchell a better cover corner, but, like, are we just going to say that Quinyon Mitchell just, like, a all-around greater player than Cooper DeJean?
I'm 1 year away from having Cooper DeJean as a top-five athlete in this city.
Right. There it is.
I'm one year away from him being what I think he is, and I'm just going ballistic next year.
Talking about 1 year away. Wait till you hear my top-five. You know what I'm saying? Hey, I got 5-6 Eagles in the top-six. You know that. You know what I'm saying? And we know.
Well,
we know
Zach Wheeler should be your number one.
Hey, please. Hey, man, we ain't even having that debate.
Well, you should be.
We debating through 2 through 11. That's my debate. You know what I'm
saying? Well, all I'm saying is...
Tell me Jalen is the number one.
Zach Wheeler's been the number one pitcher in the National League for 5 years.
That's cool.
For 5 years.
That's cool. I mean, I'm not disagreeing with none of that. None of that. That's cool.
He ain't cracking your top five. He ain't in your top five, though.
But see, like, championships matter with me. You know what I'm saying? Like,
it does. You gotta win a title.
No, they won the Super Bowl. I get it.
AJ Brown, to me, is the best receiver in the league.
But
there
he's
we
not.
Go. But yeah, he's best. Yeah.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? A.J. Brown, the best. Saquon, the best.
Zach Bond, best linebacker
okay,
in the
right.
league.
So if A.J. Brown's the best best wide receiver in the league and Saquon's the best running back in the league, then they should both be ranked ahead of your guy.
Hey, but my quarterback, I got him top two. You know what I'm saying? So
top two ain't one.
But that's different, though. Like, when you're looking at the quarterback position, yeah. you know what I'm saying? Mm. It's more valuable. You know what I'm saying? But I got all the guys ranked and all that. You know, it's cool, though.
Top 11 next week is going to be out of control.
No, it ain't. I mean,
it's going to be out of control, Corey. It's going to be insane.
No, y'all act like it's crazy to put Jalen in at the 1C. Like, y'all,
it is.
I just don't get how y'all feel like that's crazy. Like, it's not crazy. Like, y'all, like, what I'm saying is, like, when McNabb was here, right?
Yeah.
I'm going to use this scenario.
Thank you.
Right? McNabb was like one of the best quarterbacks in the league, but he choked a lot in the playoffs, right?
Yeah.
And I get like,
no, hell no. Like, I say yeah, no.
Yeah. Hold on.
I say yeah.
Hold on.
I'm just sitting here agreeing while you're talking.
Yeah.
Like, no.
But at the time,
I think it was more the defense's fault during those times anyway.
But at that time, you know, McNabb to me, during that era, you had AI, you had McNabb. Most people would have put AI at number one, right?
Yes.
Sure.
Why? Yeah. Why?
Because he's better than McNabb was.
I agree with that.
Come on.
No.
And I love Donovan.
I'm a five guy. AI, forget about the city. You're talking about arguably the number one athlete in the world as far as the four major sports go.
He's a lock Hall of Famer. Like, it should be.
Well, he's the most popular. Like, he literally, him and Shaq might have been the most popular athletes.
Well, you talk about around the world.
Around the world,
like,
yes.
When you talk to people in other countries, it's Iverson, it's Kobe, it's Jordan.
Yeah.
Like that's what it is in other countries.
Oh, that was AI. AI was different.
Yeah.
I'm not disrespecting AI. I'm just saying like what they did in their careers. Like McNabb took it to four.
Sure, yeah. For sure.
Sure,
like,
yeah.
I mean, Iverson did that one time. And, you know, that's just me. Like I would have had Iverson and McNabb 1 and 2. That's all, you know.
All right, cool.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, listen, we
even
wind up putting AI as the number one. What mean to go to Broad
go
Street?
To Broad
go
Street.
To Broad Street. Yeah. Yes. Schmitty, not happy.
Not happy.
Schmitty,
at all.
Not happy. All right. Well, yeah. Saquon is number one on
AI. AI. If you weren't there, it's hard to explain to you. It's hard to explain to you.
It was
man.
A sensation.
He was that was different.
You go watch the highlights. Yeah. And I'm not even an AI guy, but like go watch the highlights.
That was different.
All right. Saquon is number one on another list. We will get to that next. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
we've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.